This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you. rock and roll music and why I preach against it. I believe that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
Looking through window panes, everything seems the same. Tracing the tracks of rain, will I ever see you again? It's easy to stay alone, easy as dust and
you're cool. just to say hello.
Talked for hours about what we wanted lost, how it all came to us at such a high, high cost. And we're living in our ruins today, but not for long. Oh, I know it now, today, but not for long. Now we're sitting at the table where we wept, our bodies filled with promises we never could have kept. And we're sleeping in our clothes, just trying to fight the sun. Oh, I've never won trying to fight the sun, 'cause the days seem to change. Keep up this pace. Always running when I probably should have walked. Always singing when I probably should have talked. If the world doesn't stop spinning soon, I might fall off. Oh, I'm busy with living and
there's a price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you had to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
Dave Davies, he kinda helped me go crazy. Well, I was just a Hola, chao, que después me dan dos cocotazos por aquí porque cierro los teléfonos.
Did you think my universe revolved around you? Did you think that my little world would just crumble into? Well, I know my heart isn't weeping over anyone. And I know my heart's not worth out the days to come.
Changes in our lives, a stranger in your eyes, a cold, unfeeling, sad, revealing silence.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
Come tomorrow. Can I think of a time I wanted anything more than to calmly discuss politics on the phone with a stranger, with a stranger?
Hello? Hello! I'm sorry, I think there's something wrong with my headset. Just 1 minute. There, now I can hear you. By the way, this call is being recorded. I'm calling from a company that you've never interacted with based on the assumption that you are on the hunt for new health insurance or something else you aren't interested in. So sit through the rest of this message in the hope that there will be a button you can press that'll put you on the Do Not Call list, which totally exists.
I love unsolicited phone calls, though I'm worried that I've answered my lies. For Greenpeace just gave me a phone. Something inside of me snapped, and I said, I'm not trying to ignore, but I regret to inform that Addison Love passed away. But he called me from beyond the grave just to give me the words I should say. Say I'm not home, I'm not home.
Oh! this man in our house? Who is this man? Better get him out. We've got a problem. He's gotta go. He don't leave. Can't live here no more. If we wanna save our home, we need to get him out. When I come home from work, there he is again, talking loud, talking trash, and it's always something about him. Everything's out of place, where it just don't belong. Can't get no sleep, cause he's up on the phone. We wanna save our home, we need to get him out.